Our next presentation will be engaging students via outreach programs in urban water conservation, and Cheryl Wells will be our speaker.
Thank you. I'm going to give y'all a little background before I get into my talk. I'm an extension specialist in landscape water management, any kind of stormwater prevention, pollution prevention, water conservation in landscapes. I evaluate new irrigation technology. I have an extension and research appointment. And one of my colleagues, Bodie Panisi, she is an extension specialist, and she's got a teaching and extension appointment. And she was in floriculture for many years, and last year the horticulture landscape specialist retired, so she was put in that position. And she's really interested in water conservation, so she approached me about working on a project with her. And the project is a Scholarship of Engagement Grants program. This was an internal grant through the University of Georgia. It was a small award. I think it was $8,000. But the main goal was to engage students academically and have a service learning component. The idea was to involve them in some kind of community service and have a writing component and then some kind of reflective component. You know, they had to evaluate what they learned, this kind of thing. I pulled that straight out. That's really a busy slide, but I'll talk about the objectives in just a second. But the goal was to train students to address a community need for water conservation while incorporating course material in the program format of a standard extension workshop with lecture and applied hands-on component. We decided to put the extension component in there since we were both extension specialists, and we also wanted to expose them to the role of the extension agent. The first objective was to engage these students on topics in environmental protection with emphasis on water conservation in residential landscapes. We talked to them about water issues on the county level, the state level, the federal level. We exposed them to best management practices in landscapes to conserve water, and those included proper plant selection, proper fertilization techniques, proper amounts of fertilizers, mulching, pruning, these kind of techniques. And then we expose them to new irrigation technologies. Of course, we also gave them some examples of case studies that had been done in other states. The second objective was to engage these students in three workshops. We wanted to have three extension workshops, and their role was to help plan and coordinate the workshops from the bottom up. They helped coordinate the workshops. They helped choose speakers. We had already chosen the topics, but they were involved in the marketing aspect of these workshops, and I wish I would have included some of their flyers. They were really creative in some of the graphics that we advertised these workshops with. Of course, they had to be involved in some of the demonstrations that were done, and they did a really good job on a rainwater harvesting workshop I'm going to show you in just a minute. But they worked on the budget, and like I say, we wanted them to be involved in all aspects of an extension workshop. These students, we only had three students. I don't know if y'all are aware, if you've ever been to the University of Georgia, but the main campus is in Athens, and we were on the Griffin campus. Well, it's more of an experiment. They call it the experiment station, and a lot of research is done there, and there are very few students. I think the student population isn't even 200. So we only had three students in this class, which I can't believe they offer classes with that few students, but they do. But these students were seniors, and like I say, we wanted them to be involved in the extension, or at least be exposed to the extension aspect in case they wanted to go in that kind of work. The third objective was to assist students with assigned lecture topics and hands-on segments. They had to help prepare PowerPoints for the workshops that we had, and then they had to present some of these different topics in these workshops. Of course, part of this program was to improve their communication skills. And then the next objective, of course, if you're in extension, you know we have to evaluate and quantify everything. So we had to evaluate how these students did, how they did coordinating these workshops, delivering the content. And then they had to, at the end, they had to, we had a survey. It was a questionnaire, but they had to do it in a essay format. So, and I'll show you some of that, and that was really interesting, but to see what they said. Some of the questions in the survey were, would you recommend adopting water conservation practices to your family or in your garden? Which parts of face-to-face interaction with the public did you enjoy the most? Which concepts were the most challenging? And how would you rate your public speaking skills before and after this class? Some of the invited speakers we had, we invited the Spalding County Ag and Natural Resource Agent, and he talked about some of the local water issues and, you know, about some of the basins around the Spalding County area. We also had the Spalding County Extension Water Education Specialist. She is paid through the Stormwater Management Department in Spalding County, and she has a big K-12. She teaches a lot of students, so she brought that in, and she even joined us in a workshop. I don't know if any of you all are familiar with Frank Henning. He's the EPA Region 4 Land-Grant University Water Liaison. He came in and gave a talk on the State Water Plan, the Water Conservation Implementation Plan, the Clean Water Act, and then we had other speakers. This is just, let me back up. I was at the Griffin campus before we got this grant, and in January, of course, we were awarded the grant in late fall. Well, January, I was moved to the Athens campus, so I wasn't as involved as we had planned, but I got over there as much as I could, but we had a, this was an irrigation technology class. We just brought all different types of smart controllers, nozzles, micro nozzles, you know, drip irrigation, just gave them a hands-on feel for what some of the new irrigation technology or what's out there. The three workshops that we had, or we had two actually, but the first one was best management practices in a water smart residential landscape. Then we had a rainwater harvesting and a rain barrel workshop. And the last one that we had planned, which was in the proposal, was a landscape water conservation with efficient irrigation technology workshop. However, after we started this semester, we realized three workshops. You just, you know, you don't have time to do this. So we eliminated the last workshop, but we had the money to buy the material for this workshop. So we've got all the material, and next semester I'm going to teach an irrigation class. And so we're going to use all that material and invite these students to come if they would like. The first workshop, the best management practices in a water smart residential landscape, it was a 6-hour workshop with public participation, and the students were responsible for presenting topics, and they got to choose the topics they wanted to present, and it was a really good workshop. The second workshop was a rainwater harvesting workshop and a rain barrel workshop, and it was a 6-hour workshop as well. I think we had 19 people, and we made a mistake. We planned this workshop on Good Friday, and, of course, a lot of people, you know, it's a holiday for a lot of people, so we were hoping for more participation. When we first talked to the students about this workshop, we were going to have them each discuss, you know, how to size a rainwater harvesting cistern, how to locate it. Well, they were a little uncomfortable with the topic, so they asked if they could just show different ways or demonstrate different ways to create rain barrels. So that was fine with us. So that's what they ended up doing. And this is just a picture of them. They had three rain barrels. They got different kinds of parts and fittings and made these rain barrels. And I resized these pictures, and I'm fat, but I'm not that fat, and Frank's tall, but I don't think he's that tall. They look awful. During this rainwater harvesting workshop, we also installed a cistern on a at the Griffin campus. There's an education and research garden. Let me show you a picture of it. This is the back of the facility. But the facility is for workshops, trainings. But we put it was a 1,050-gallon rainwater harvesting tank. And, of course, we had to do some prep work. We got the gravel pad ready before the workshop. But the day of the workshop, we put all the gutters and the inflows and everything on. And hindsight, you know, you always can do a better job. We wish we would have put a rain garden in that day. Of course, we had 19 people. We would have had plenty of help. But in the spring, we're going to put a rain garden for the overflow to divert to that rain garden. At the end of the building there, the right of the building, we had enough material to buy a pump and irrigation for a shade garden. So the person over the garden is going to install that. If you, any of you have cisterns on in your landscape, normally they're more upright, but Tony over the garden, he wanted this more horizontal shape in case he thought that he needed to camouflage it. He thought it'd be easier. Just some more pictures of the day of the workshop. And I don't know if any of you do any of these hands-on workshops, but they're really, really a lot of fun. I really enjoy them. So the student evaluations. They were given a questionnaire, and they had to write a 3-page essay. And, of course, Bodie was more involved in this project than I was. she was the PI, and she was actually the instructor. But, of course, she told them right from the heart. And they weren't graded on this evaluation. But some of the questions were, you know, give a description of the course. How would you describe service learning? What projects were you involved in? What lessons did you learn? What was one thing that you took away? Are you more environmentally aware now? Describe the job of an agent and a specialist. Of course, you can see the questions, but it was just to get them thinking. And the last one, in your opinion, did the community of Spalding County benefit from you participating in this? So, these are very wordy, but I just wanted you to see some of the quotes that were pulled out of some of these essays. One student said, there are three lessons that I'm taking away from this course. First, that there are many ways people can conserve water and can do it cheaply. Second, I've obtained a better understanding of how to communicate important issues and be more effective. Third, I've decided that I'll implement some of these BMPs into my landscape. Another student said, I believe that this course will help me be successful during my career development. I've learned how to effectively present information to different people. It taught me how to prepare PowerPoint presentations. It helped me to feel more confident in my decision-making skills. And we had to work as a team, and they thought that this was very important. In some careers, you know, they will have to do this, so this was important to that student. Another question was, you know, if you were the instructor, what would you change? Well, this student said that they would put address wildlife and maybe aquatic, that aspect of it. And maybe agricultural animals, and then would also focus on the use of conserved water in orchards and agricultural crops. This student said this course was amazing. I think this was the young man that was in the course, and he really enjoyed the hands-on component. Same thing, it taught me to present better. It exposed me to the history of extension. He's a better speaker now than he was before, and I really like this. He said it was a little difficult teaching people that were older than him, but after he got into it, he realized that, you know, regardless of age, people aren't aware of the topic. So one student said service learning is a very effective way to learn. Here again, they like the landscape or the hands-on component. And let's see. This student said the rainwater harvesting project was his favorite, and that he's going to put one on his house. So the final comment he said was, not only did the students in the class benefit from this course, the local community did as well. And I know I'm running out of time, but here again, you know, if you're younger, don't be afraid. These folks may not know what you know. And to summarize this, the project represented a proactive approach in bringing awareness and training UGA students to implement the wealth of research and applied information while educating local consumers to include homeowners and commercial landscapers on subjects relating to water conservation in order to become better water stewards. So Bodie and I had to ask ourselves, did we fulfill the project? We did, I believe, other than the landscape or the irrigation workshop, which we will fulfill that in the spring. And then what kind of impact did the project have? Hopefully, you know, if these students are being honest, it did have an impact, a positive impact on them. And hopefully the workshop participants went home and put a rainwater harvesting system on or implemented BMPs in their landscapes. Questions?
Is there a question?
Yes.
Were you able to get an assessment from the participants at the workshop, like an evaluation?
We didn't, and we usually do that. So I didn't help with the best management practices. Bodie may have gotten one, but if she did, I'm not aware of it. But normally we do get some kind of evaluation, but we didn't on the rainwater harvesting. Anybody else? Thank you.
Again, let's give our speaker a hand.